kaboom. Is that a good way to start?
Guess so.
It's William's wonderful world where we talk all things related to Oculus Quest and virtual reality games. I say all things, but we try to focus on specifics because we'd be here all day. In fact, I'd be here all day if William here wasn't ready to keep me in check and point me in the right direction and tell me to focus. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, says Will. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a beautiful day in sunny Lossiemouth.
Waves are massive. Earlier I saw a surfer get crushed by a wave.
Crushed? That's a really good way to describe it.
This is the surfer, and there's the wave. Splish! And he just makes it out.
Just makes it. The surfers should be crushing the waves, but out here,
the waves crush the surfers.
Because it's the wild north. But these surfers are hard.
I mean, I couldn't go out there surfing with the cold. In cold water.
Well, the thing is, once you get out there, you don't notice it so much. It's a mind game. And you know how much I like mind games, right? It's a mind game. It's absolutely frightening and terrible until you actually do it. And then when you actually do it, it's not really a problem at all. Like most things in life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's easy in summer to stick on a wetsuit or whatever and go and jump in the water. The challenge is to do it when it's cold. That's the challenge. Anyway, it's almost warm enough today to get out there and do something. I was thinking about buying some surfboards, actually.
Really?
I was not new, because number one, new is super expensive, and number two, we don't know how much we're going to use them.
So I prefer to stick with the bodyboards. Just when there's a wave coming, you just wade into the water, and then when the wave hits, you just hop on and grab the front. And when you're going in for a nosedive, just tug really hard up on the front, trying not to break it.
It's cool, but we should go for more professional bodyboards so that you can sort of surf on the wave for longer. And having everybody use the same bodyboards is not cool, because they're not designed for heavyweight people like myself. So
yeah, we had to switch bodyboards a couple times. The wind conditions for the type of bodyboards we have is
the wind conditions here are frightening anyway. I mean, sometimes the waves crash backwards because it's so windy.
Me and Dad and my little sister Zora were just in a car on the beach. Well,
in the car on
beach.
The beach? What? Oh, you're talking the other day, right?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
We got out, went for a walk down some of the beach. Then a freak hailstorm just came out of nowhere.
Yep.
Hit us all over the place. If you even turned around to have a look, your face would be stung all over and covered in hail.
Yeah, in fact, it's funny you should talk about the hailstorm, because it's completely unrelated to virtual reality, except for the fact that I needed to check on my phone if the live stream was going out okay on Facebook, and it is. I can see us here. And also, I posted today a picture of you and your sister in the back of the car.
In the freak hailstorm.
In the freak hailstorm with panic on your faces and looking like it was the end of the world. And it did feel like that for about 10 seconds.
We get to the virtual stuff?
The virtual stuff. We're here on a mission, and I'm disrupting everything by taking us the wrong way.
Taking us towards the weather.
You can't get away from the weather here.
Weather's literally everywhere, even inside.
Yeah. People like it cold in this part of the world.
Did I mention it's a pancake day?
Oh, it's a pancake day today. Is that why we had pancakes?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even make that connection. I just thought, oh, pancakes, lovely. I didn't realize it was actually Pancake Day. What? Why is it? Why do we have a Pancake Day?
Don't know.
Mm.
And I heard this from somewhere that some people believe that if you feed a chicken first pancake on the Pancake Day,
yeah,
you will get lots of eggs from that chicken.
That's really strange.
Yeah, that was probably about 100 years ago.
That's a bit like saying if you give babies lots of lettuce, they'll grow up to be sailors. I don't. it's kind of random. So, you can't believe everything you read, although I'm sure that there's some statistic somewhere that points to it. Anyway, statistics just mean whatever anybody wants them to mean. Right. We are here to talk virtual reality instead of actual reality. Be cool if there was surfing in VR. And maybe it would train you a little bit to handle real surfing. What? Oh.
I mean, you're just going rink, rink, rink continuously.
Clunk. The story of my life, really. That's what I've been doing for about 45 years. Anyway, we want to talk two games. A couple of things have been going on that you don't know about, right?
So I got what?
I know. There's things going on in the background here. First of all, let me point out the fact that production of the Oculus Quest
has been halted.
Basically,
because there's a virus breaking out and some of the factories have to shut down for a sec.
Yeah, it was difficult to get one before. You had to wait 2-3 weeks, sometimes a month. Now people are waiting 2-3 months for one. That's insane.
We're lucky to get it at that time.
We were. And it was, you know, I was going back in my head through, like, why did I get it at that point in time? And something in my head was going, so there's a voice in my head was going, if you don't get it now,
it's probably going to be never.
Yeah, yeah. And that was like, that voice made me go, okay, it's now. That and the second factor, which we'll get to virtual reality eventually, I promise you. But the second factor, because it is related, because it's related to the headset. The reason why we have it, the reason why we're here.
It's because that headset.
Yeah, and the reason why we're really, really, really here is because Mum wouldn't let me buy bicycles for you and your sisters for Christmas. That's the real reason. Isn't that crazy? Because I was going to, because I said originally, I'm going to buy bikes for everybody for Christmas. And Mum freaked out and said, that's very nice, but where are you going to keep them? Because we live in a flat. And I said, I don't know. I don't know. Well, I'll find a space, a place. We'll keep them somewhere. And she said, there's no place. There's no space. You're not putting them in the cupboard. They're going to get everything dirty. And she freaked out. And I went, okay. I even went to price bikes. I went to get prices of bikes and everything. And so the reason why we don't have bikes is because Mom doesn't want bikes being stored in the flat, and we don't have a garage or anywhere else to keep them, or a basement or something. So bikes was the first plan. And when I couldn't buy bikes, I was like, oh, okay, I need to maybe look at investing in something else. And that was the VR. So it was never the first choice. It was always the second choice.
Crazy. Yeah, we've had VR headsets before, but not like the Quest.
Oh, yeah, it's the ones you put the phone in and you sort of look into the phone.
Yeah, the very, very first headset we had was a paper fold-out.
Yeah, it was a Google Card... get it right. Google Cardboard is what it's called. And, it was kind of cool, right? Because you made it yourself. You folded the paper and you put your phone inside and you loaded up a special application and you could see some things. And that's what got me interested because it was really cool.
What?
That Google Cardboard was, I was like, wow, if the cheap version is cool, how cool is the expensive version going to be? Yeah.
And then I think I remember we were parked in Asda, and I think you came back inside with a headset. You came back to the car with a headset.
You're talking about the first one, the cheap one.
The one with the magnetic button.
They had the little magnetic buttons at the side that never worked. That was funny. None of them ever worked. Good marketing, though. That's a really bad introduction, actually, to VR for most people, because most people are like, it's a fad. It's nothing. It'll disappear. And people didn't explore it more, whereas if you do explore it more, it does kind of blow your mind.
Yeah, like the game we're about to talk about today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about two games today. Thank you for keeping me on track. We're going to talk Crisis Brigade. It's a strange name, but a great
game. Closest thing I could get to Brigade, I guess. Closest thing I could get to Brigade, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Not direct, but close.
And the other one we're going to talk about today.
Super Hot?
Yeah, Super Hot, Hot, Hot. And both games are shooters, but they're both entirely different and extremely cool in different ways. And so we're going to look into that. And it's been a bit of a gaming day here. So that they could play the Lego Xbox games.
I played Civilization Revolution, yeah. Got as far as 1550.
So, yeah, Civilization... Here's another thing you don't know. It's all secrets today.
What?
Civilization Revolution was one of the first games that I got for the Xbox. And that was a while ago.
Maybe half a year.
I don't know. Maybe a year and a half ago. Something like that. Anyway, that was one of the first games I got because I wanted to find educational games. And I ordered that one especially. And there hasn't been a time or a place or a space to use it
yet
until today. That's like a year later. That I've been sitting with that game for a year knowing that I wanted you to play it because the historical aspects of it are very cool. Like you can actually learn stuff from the games.
I mean, it's just one day and I've gone from Stone Age to Industrial Age.
Yeah, and
doing democracy, became the president of America.
Yeah, in the game.
Put presidents in, I mean put pyramids in Philadelphia, Great Wall around Washington.
That's all funny stuff. Yeah.
Put Pythagoras in Washington.
Well, it's great because it got us discussing what were the different kinds of government that you could have, like the Republic and the democracy and
fundamentalism, monarchy,
communism. What else was feudalism there? I don't know if that was there. Anyway, it takes you through the different types of democracy.
You get to research feudalism in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, It takes a couple of video game years, but gets the job done.
Wow. So there are those games that teach you things. That's one. I think I've mentioned before that one of the Assassin's Creed ones, you play through the American Revolution. Is it number 3?
Yeah, Assassin's Creed 3.
3. You play through the American Revolution.
You play as an American Indian assassin.
Yeah, but it's done in such a cool way that you meet all the famous historical figures. It's really, really nicely
Battle
done.
Battle of some kind of lake, I think.
Yeah, so there's some real thought that's gone into the production.
I mean, you get to jump through a building. If there's like an open window in a building, if you get your character to run up the side of that building, grab onto the ledge, pull itself through, scares the lady out of the room, runs and jumps out the other side of the window. Effective way of getting out of the way of guards.
Yeah, there's so much stuff in that sort of free running environment.
Yeah. And since one, it's gotten even harder and harder to stay undercover.
Yeah, and I heard that I read that Facebook had bought the rights to a VR version of
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed. Now, whether or not it will ever happen, that's another thing, but it might take years to develop something like that, but
it still would be cool to play.
It would. There you go. It would be very cool to play.
I mean, I wonder which assassin it's going to be. Is it going to be Ezio? I don't know.
Don't know. I still haven't played through all the versions of them because there's so many. But, you know, that's just a sign of the good quality of the game that they were able to produce.
Shall we continue today?
So many. Yeah. We'll get on to it.
Brigade or Super Hot?
We're going to start with Brigade. Crisis Brigade. And I still didn't tell you what you don't know. Which is, I've started uploading to the YouTube channel 1 minute clips of different games. So in the file that is the Williams Wonderful World file.
So people just watch this and then they get to see clips of.
Yeah, they can. In the playlist where the videos are for this series, there are 1 minute game clips there as well. I've only uploaded three so far. One is Song Beater. One is Vader Immortal Part 1.
I think we're going to start in.
And one is. Wait for it. The Hyper.
Hyper Dash.
That's it. Hyper Dash. So people can get clips of those games online. Right. Now, moving on. Crisis Brigade. Cool thing number one about Crisis Brigade. You have to sideload it, so you can't get it from the official Oculus store. Sideloading is much simpler than people think it is. It's just a series of actions and commands that you have to follow through. You can find
just a series of click, click, click.
It is, basically. It's download a program, click, 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 put your Oculus Quest into developer mode, which means that you can play games that are not officially Oculus games, and it allows people to experiment with alpha and beta versions of games. These are test versions of games. And Crisis Brigade was ejected from... do you need to take a break?
No,
you okay? Okay, cool, right. Because I know sometimes you need to take a break. Just tell me, yeah? If you feel like you need to take a break, just tell me. Okay, cool. It's not a problem. I can just ramble on and talk by myself for a couple of minutes. So it was rejected. They offered it to Oculus. Oculus said no, and they didn't know what to do with it. So they put it on SideQuest.
I mean, Brigade is awesome.
It is awesome. Tell us a little bit about the gameplay and what you do in it.
You play a policeman who has to stop a bank heist.
And?
You use a trigger on the controller, pick up the gun, pick up the magazine, grip to drop the magazine, stick the magazine in, pull this back using the trigger.
Yep.
And you shoot the one that says rookie, not hell, I've tried hell, you only get one life.
Okay, so...
Three lives for rookie.
Okay, so basically, at the beginning of the game, you get to choose which mode you want. And then within the game itself, what you have is a series of scenarios. You're in standing positions, and there's a series of
hostile
people, terrorists, that's it. The terrorists have captured some hostages in a bank, and you have to go in and shoot all the terrorists.
And you've got a seven-minute bomb going to blow.
Yep, there's a bomb going off, so you got a time limit as well, which is always adds a little bit of extra pressure there. Now, you can't run around or hop around or jump around within the game. You're in these pretty static positions, although you can move left and move right and as you need to do within the space that you generally have around about you. Stand up, squat down, you have to hide behind things. But you don't want to move around because you're being shot at from so many different sides that you sort of need to stay in one place in order to be protected. So there's a series of scenarios where basically you have to take out as many bad guys as possible in as fast a time as possible. And the faster you take them out, the more time you get on the next level. And also the faster you take them out, the more help you get on the next level because your own team doesn't get shot.
Dave died.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a funny little storyline to it.
When the character next to you dies with a gun, the game announces it as, Dave's dead. Dude, he only had 2 weeks to retire.
Yeah, I know. It's, so the story's funny. It's It's the graphics are very cool, slightly cartoonish, but it all fits in really well. And of course, you got the terrorists running around with the animal heads on, so you can
see
their
faces. Yeah, with machine guns.
Which is, they've got their versions of different types of guns and weapons that you can use. But and it's like a 7-minute game, but it's really, really well done, and it's going to take you a while to play through it and get to those next levels. And it's free because it's on SideQuest. I mean, what more could
I looked
people
at
want?
A pin in the game. I looked at a pin board. I think Bank Heist isn't the only level to go through.
Yeah.
Because there's like the pin. When you see a pin board when you enter the game, there's three sides: Bank Heist, middle one which has yellow tape saying "Do not cross," and one that says "Coming soon."
Yeah. Well, I heard that they're going to make a new version. And they're going to apply to Oculus to get it on the Oculus store with the new version. So that would make sense. And it's going to be huge because it was, I believe at the moment, it's the number 2 downloaded game on SideQuest.
Wow.
Number 1 downloaded game is Pavlov.
Makes sense.
Not surprisingly, because Pavlov also, apart from the fact it's brilliant physics, it's also got... bots that you can play against, and it's got the runaround multiplayer as well, so it's kind of got everything that people could want. And
yeah,
and
when you die in multiplayer, you go into god mode.
Oh yeah, that's such a cool version of Pavlov. We discovered that you can fly around in the sky and watch everything that's happening if you accidentally die in the multiplayer mode. Anyway, all those little things that make big differences. People have put a lot of thought into these elements of life. They really have. And and there we go. There is an interruption in the room. There is a little girl who's dancing between all the cables here and maybe would like to come and join us. I'm not sure that she can join us without knocking everything over.
No, be careful about this.
good afternoon, Zora. What can we do for you? Oh, there you go. Look, she's in the picture now. That's kind of cool. Are you comfortable there? Is that okay? All right, you can stay there. That's kind of cool. I like that. That's nice. I like that. And that's the way it is. Anything else to say about Crisis Brigade? We've been playing it for a couple of days. We love it. It's great to... it's a great little competition between me and you, between two people. See how far you get. To give you a score. Not sure how the scores worked out exactly, but it's cool.
I might give you a couple of hints with the sniper spots for the baddies that you don't see.
Well, see, we got different styles, right? My style is to duck behind, put the gun over everything, and just fire in the direction that I see the bullets.
Spray and pray.
Bullets coming from. Well, it's not really completely praying because I can see where the bullets are coming from and I don't want to get my head shot off. So I think it's pretty wise to not want your head shot off, and it's a nice head, so I don't really want to lose it.
I just stand up, aim through the car window, and go boop 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 boop
boop boop boop. Yeah, except you don't have a laser gun.
Both hands.
Doesn't it make a noise more like then slightly, or maybe it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, right? Hot, super super hot. So we've been playing Super Hot for a while. We like it. We always enjoy it, and it's one of the first shooter games that came out on the Oculus Quest. And Will's going to give you a brief overview, and I'm going to fill in the gaps. So give us a little talk about what it is. Now imagine people have never seen it before. They don't know what to expect.
It's like being in this bullet time world where the obstacles you can grab are black, the baddies are red.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to grab your own hands because they're not grabbable. Even though they look black. And you can't interact with things that are white. You can only duck behind them because they block bullets. No matter what material they're made out of in real life, they block bullets.
That's a nice overview. So it's done in minimalistic style. So you've only got basic colors in the game. You don't have all the details of everything, but you don't need all the details of everything because it's about the gameplay. You don't need to see the reflections on distant windows. You just need to get the idea that there's a building there. And you know what else is cool? The characters that you have to shoot at. So basically you have to survive each level by shooting these characters who are coming towards you. However, you have bullet time, which means you can slow down everything into a Matrix style scenario where you can sort of stop and look around and take time to think, and it matters.
Sometimes I imagine what to the red guys it must look like. I mean, like, I dodge bullets like... To them it must look like...
Yeah, it would be really cool if there was a replay where you could see, like, how it looked if it was really fast. Also, what's really cool is the characters that you're shooting, they're not actually really people. Huh? They're like made of glass.
They're red glass dummies.
Yeah, and they shatter when you shoot them, which is kind of nice. It makes it. Sorry? You can also knock them down. Yeah, you don't have to shoot them because
you can
hit them with your fist. You can pick up. Basically, you have to pick up things that are around about you and throw them at these people to shatter them. So.
There's one thing I'm gonna need to tell them about to help them survive longer.
Okay, what is it?
You can use the black items as shield, but frying pan lasts longer than a plate.
Can you use a frying pan to deflect bullets back?
Yeah, that's what I did.
Oh, okay.
that's what I did to survive. I was like, bong, 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 bong.
He's good at it. It's also one of those games that gets you rolling across the floor because as you bend and flex.
I was going into the girls' room to help them with their video game. I was walking back into the living room, and I almost laughed my head off when I found Dad lying on his back on the floor going,
I was getting in my yoga while playing the game. Yeah, you find yourself sort of rolling across the floor or lying down or being in some strangely flexed position in order to not get shot by all the different kinds of bullets.
Yeah, I had to lie down on the floor. Flat on the floor.
Yeah, it's cool. So yeah, the minimalistic style works really, really, really well. And it's got the basic colors. You got your black and whites and reds and blues. And it doesn't distract from the gameplay at all because it's all about the gameplay. It's all about making things... it's all about... making it as fluent as possible when you're playing the actual game.
Fewer colors, more action.
They've focused less on the graphics and more on the actual game, and I think that's worked brilliantly. And a lot of other games recently have copied the bullet time principle, where you can slow things down.
Yeah, like Brigade has a power-up that you can shoot that slows things down temporarily. Not really much. It's like super hot.
Yeah.
I mean, super hot. You stop moving completely. Everything stops moving completely.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole concept is done really well, and it works fantastically within VR. It works absolutely fantastically there. I can't imagine it working on a PC in a sort of normal 2D environment, but in the 3D environment where you have to roll around and move, it's great. The only thing that would make it better was if there was a multiplayer version where you had two people doing that. I'm not sure how that would work with like internet connections, and it probably would, as there are games where you can internet connect over large distances and work on, No, we're being joined. I've been distracted here by two girls that are now in the room. And it's impossible. It's impossible to focus when one is shaking me.
And the other one's making incredibly loud clicking noises.
Yeah, and has jumped on the exercise bicycle and is going nowhere fast. So, which is what we do. Where's Mummy? Mummy's supposed to be looking after girls and making sure that they don't disturb us. Although we're not really disturbed. I couldn't be any more disturbed than I already am. You are. I know. It's difficult to focus on the topic when there's other people running around and doing other things. Which is why I always, when I'm working on the computer, I'm always kicking people out of the room going, Yeah. Oh, now everyone's here for the party. So, yeah, you have been excluded from the party completely. The funny thing is that if I was generally here by myself, doing something else, nobody would be interested. But because we're actually doing a live video on the internet, suddenly, for no reason at all, everybody has to come in and be in the 2 meter space. It's Murphy's Law. And that's the way that is. Don't the girls have classes to go to? Will's got a class later. I know that. Yeah. Darling, you're shaking me and you're knocking all the stuff off the table down here. So thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate the company. It's good company. Well, I will deal with absolutely everything when we finish this recording. I can't go anywhere right now because this is live out on the internet, darling. So, we've got to keep the flow. Moves, you know, jam the mic up, rock the disco. We've got some space. You're not saying anything.
What?
You look like a rabbit that's been run over. What? That's okay. We'll get you another trip to the insane asylum for Christmas. Don't worry. Oh, the things you don't know. Okay, so super hot. What else have we got to talk about in terms of the game? So the basic gameplay: you play through a series of levels. As always, there's no big bad boss. It just gets gradually more complex. It puts you in nice little environments, like there's a hostage situation on a plane, you know, there's another situation in a mall.
The last level is the easiest.
The last level is the easiest. Isn't that weird?
Maybe
for you, Mr. Expert.
You just go pew pew pew, and once you survive that, you get to this giant black pyramid you have to destroy to end the game. There's only one way to destroy it.
The giant black pyramid. I don't remember the giant black pyramid. Okay, so the game is basically a shooter, except for one weird nuance. You have a superpower, which is just weird.
I mean, you're a robot that wants to join and operate, that wants to join some kind of league of computer people or something.
What?
And when
is that the actual story in the game? Because I must have missed that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're a robot who wants to join some kind of team and go through a series of levels.
But what's weird for me is that it's VR within VR.
Yeah, you're a robot that has to go through a series of levels within VR, within a VR headset that's dangling from a string above you.
Yeah, within the actual game, you have to put on a VR headset in order to play the game, which is weird because you're wearing a VR headset anyway. It's just odd.
Yeah, and then once you complete the game,
What? I don't know what you're saying. What are you saying? Can you speak into the mic? It's not a secret.
The floating gun going down the corridor when you end the game.
The what? Where was I when you ended the game? I don't remember this at all.
There was a banging on the door when I finished. That was next to me, and when I finished, I opened it, and there was this black floating gun just floating down the hallway to me. And I'm like, what do I do with this? And then
weird.
The game was like, you know what to do. And I'm like, pew pew, do I fight my way out?
You shoot yourself, don't you, at the end?
Yeah,
finish the game.
Shoot yourself in the head.
That's a really odd thing to to do.
Yeah, I think you probably continuously get loaded into different robotic bodies. Yeah.
Anyway, once you finish the basic 20 levels, I think it's actually 18, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, 18.
Then
19 levels.
Because 19, just because, right? And after that, there's a series of different types of versions of the game that you can play.
The desk that is in front of you in the game is literally littered with discs to put in a disc machine.
Yeah, so there's an endless mode, there's a hardcore mode, there's a
real-time counter mode,
there's a don't die mode,
super all-time counter mode, headshot only mode, hardcore.
Yeah, there's lots of little modes that you can play around with. So you can have a lot of fun within the game. It doesn't really have that much of a story to it. So if you're into stories, it's not really that kind of game. But it is something that you can have fun in. It is something that will get you moving.
At the end, it's got like a Russian accent of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of each level, it just goes super hot. Yeah. Super hot.
Yeah, it doesn't really have any sort of music and stuff, but it doesn't need any because you're so focused on the gameplay. Trying not to die. And it's something that grabs your attention instantly. It's not something where you have to wait for things to happen. Things are happening, bang, straight away once you get into the game. And that's nice.
Grab shotgun, poo, poo, grab shotgun, poo.
Yeah, the first couple of times you play the game, you're going to last about 1 second because you're just not ready for what it's going to offer you.
Yeah, the intense speed.
Yeah. So, I would recommend this game to anyone who just likes a general shooter with a bit of a twist to it. And especially the bullet time mode is really fascinating. A lot of fun.
There's a disc I think you've missed out.
Yeah, what was the disc I missed out?
In the top corner, next to the disc player, there's a TV.
Yeah.
On top of the TV, there's a disc that reads Quest on it.
Yeah. I missed a disc that says Quest on it. Are you sure about that? Are you absolutely sure? Would you put a bet on that? Do you want to bet £5 on that right now? You said that there's a disc that said Quest there, and I missed it. You're saying a disc that I can put in the machine and go on a quest within the game. Maybe you're right, because I miss a lot of things.
So,
go on.
Ever seen a disc that says Quest on it?
Me? Well, no, because if I'd seen it, I would have tried it. But it's really easy for me to miss things. I miss things all the time. Do you want to put a £5 bet on it? £1.
Okay.
£1 bet on it. You think that there's a disc that you can actually play in the game that you can put in the machine. Yeah. It's not just a picture of a disc or, you know, a bit of background graphics or something like that. Now you're not sure.
That's why.
Now you're not sure.
That's why it's £1.
Okay.
I guess we'll be revealing.
Revealing that in the future. £1. Shake on it. For a pound. Okay. For a pound. You notice more stuff than me, but I'm pretty sure I searched for all the discs that I could find within the game. So, who knows? Mysteries. Mysteries are mysteries. Find out in the next exciting episode what happened. So, we've covered Crisis Brigade and we've covered Super Hot. Both games are great. Recommend them. I don't give numbers out of 10, but Will does. Do you wanna rate them?
Brigade is a 7. I only missed out the 3 because I didn't add the extra 3 because it's kind of hard. I mean, there's a sharpshooter of the school bus.
Did you want it to be easy?
No, I want it to be a little bit easier because it's really, really hard to get the people on the shoot the people on
it's
the bus.
It's hard for you. Dun, dun, dun.
For you, it's like pew 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 duck, pew 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 pew, and it takes you ages before you even hit one person.
Yes, but who got the furthest in the game? Dun, dun,
yeah,
dun.
You did.
Who got the highest score?
Dun, dun, dun. But the farthest you went was until the bomb exploded.
It's true, I died in the end.
In the explosion.
Well, that's a challenge,
shot,
isn't it?
You were shot at the same time the explosion happened.
I was in a bit of a panic at the end, but that's the
hiding
whole point.
Hiding behind a sofa.
A magic sofa, which stops bullets from machine guns. I'd love to have a sofa like that. Anyway, it's been fun having a little chat about VR and the games. What did you rate Superhot?
Superhot, I give it 10 out of 10.
Oh, wow. You like that game, don't you?
Little graphics, mega action.
Nice. Nice. It's not that complicated an idea. It's just exceptionally well executed. And that's all. Right. The question is, where do we go from here? What do we do next?
No.
What do you think?
Thinking space pirate?
Space pirate. Yeah, we might do space pirate. I'm quite down with that. It's kind of a fun arcade-based shooter.
With round.
Get you. That'll get you
with
rolling across
eight
the floor.
Different types of bullets.
Well.
Shield plus sword.
Yeah, it's a variation on a theme. It's similar but different. Taking things to the next level. And I heard that there's going to be. Might not happen, that there's going to be another version of Space Pirate, which is going to be a little bit more like Hyper Dash.
What, you mean like more moving around?
Yeah, there's going to be more movement in the second version of it. That's what I heard, but who knows what reality will be. That is still to be decided. Still to be decided. So we'll have a look at that. We'll have a look at maybe some more side-loaded games. I will continue to. It's a bit complicated to get videos onto the YouTube channel from the headset. It's not as easy as it seems, but it is possible. So, you're a bit tired over there, mate.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a long day, and you still haven't done your. You still get your theatre to go to later as well. That's going to be cool, right? If you don't fall asleep before that, right? You look like you're about to fall asleep right now. I think you should go outside for a while. It's always a good idea to get some sunshine. It's always a good idea to get some sunshine. The chair is not a drum. I know, it's confusing. Right. Will, thank you very much for sitting down and sharing your opinions today. Much appreciated. Thank you very much for joining in with the games. And for competing in the little challenges that we've had over the last week. Over the last week, we had some challenges. We sort of played and kept scores. And
last week, Dad won.
Dad won, and the prize was breakfast in bed, and I gave the prize to Mum.
Except the prize never happened to Mum, because Dad...
It's difficult for everybody to get breakfast in bed when Will gets up after everyone else is up. But
I get up around 10.
On a good day. Whoa. Yes, but that's after going to bed very late. Anyway.
Go to bed around 10.
Yeah, but you don't go to sleep. Right. You're still up doing other things.
Like reading.
Which is cool. Anyway. Thanks very much for tuning in. There will be more soon. More rambling. This is not one of those fast-paced things. We just talk because we like to talk about the things that we like. That's it. Leave us a question. Leave us a comment. And let us know what we should do. And we'll completely ignore it because that's the way we are. Right. Will, say bye to the world.
Bye.
Bye, people. Wherever you are, have a fantastic day. I hope it's as sunny for you wherever you are as it is sunny for us. Right.